102.9, Namibia's heart and soul.
This is where radio comes alive. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is Namibia's heart and soul with ENSK and Shekwan. It's at 9:18. It's been a dramatic morning and it will continue being dramatic for one reason and one reason only. And that reason is Muki Haushona. Ha ha! My gosh, Muki, Namibia superstar,
hey!
TikTok sensation,
hey!
Is officially on Namibia's heart and soul. Oh my gosh, Muki, how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome, man. How are you, NSK?
I love your energy. That's you. You like? I feel like you're my type of person.
I mean,
I think you're like my type of person.
Yeah.
I think we need to hang on. Look at Shekwan. Shekwan knows.
I think Muki, you're everybody's type of person.
Actually, you are the whole Namibia's type of person. Man, Muki, let me first start off by asking. I ask this question every time when we have our guests, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this your first time on radio?
Of course.
Is this your first time on Fresh FM?
Yes.
Oh my God.
He's going to say something and I had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
We are officially breaking her radio virginity.
Nothing like the very first time.
Man, Muki, we have to start by the grassroots, man. Let's start off by the grassroots.
Okay, honey.
Where did you grow up? Where did you finish school?
Okay.
Are you a Vinto girl or are you from a different small town?
Okay.
Walk us through your journey.
Okay, let me break it down for
you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, I was born and raised in the capital, Vinto.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, Bamba location.
Bamba location.
Let it get to Vietnam.
So
I'm actually like from Vambo Nyentin, okay?
Yeah,
I'm representing my group over there.
Awe.
So yeah, I started off my first primary school at Mandume Primary School. And because I had to go to a second one, okay? My dad had to do a quick switch up.
So I had to go to
Emma Wakanot where I met like an amazing group of cookies. You know, and I matriculated at Academia Secondary School.
Oh, you're an Academia.
Damien.
Oh, is it called Damien?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the lingua because my daughter's there now.
Yeah.
And she's now teaching me the Damien language.
Okay.
Or lingua.
Okay.
So what's up, Damien?
Yeah. Hey, Damien. Okay. What do I call myself? Okay, but yeah.
Okay, but and what year did you finish though?
2011. So yeah, and then I had to get to obtain my honors degree at IUM. Okay, and finance management. Not a lot of people actually know that. I'm actually like an accountant by profession.
You are an accountant,
honey.
You're just out here, collecting TikTok.
TikTok stars, you know,
while the bag is secured.
Do you know what?
Yes.
I knew that she was Meme Shimaliwa. When I saw those lace wigs, girl, you moneyed up for real.
What had happened actually is I used to sell hair. I used to run a business company.
Oh, is that so?
Actually, it's one Korean company actually kind of let me down and got my stuff stolen. Well, I don't know what happened. There was a little situation. So I just never went back to that, you understand? So I just got to cut it and then I just order my own hair. But I mean, going for it, I think I should just pursue like a...
something else.
Because everybody's just like, hook me up. And I'm like... what do I say? Because I do this for myself. You know, I order stuff for myself. But I think, you know, there's really something to it. And so that's just a bitsy wincy of Muki in a nutshell.
Okay, so what is your house name?
Ndafa.
Ndafa.
Yes, I am Ndafa. I mean, it says it all. I mean, look at me. I'm happy. Okay. I mean, the name says it all. Nobody calls me Ndafa. Everybody's just Muki. You know,
where did Muki come from, though?
Yeah, exactly.
My mom, I asked her, and then she told me that apparently, okay, I have an aunt.
Yeah.
Her name is Pookie. Okay,
her
name is Pookie. And so my mom had to switch it up a bit and told my uncle, because apparently in our culture, like the mother can't name the kid or the daughter. Or
yeah,
the
child, I've heard that. Okay.
So she had to move, she had to be strategic about it. So she got my uncle to actually just, you know, tap in and be like, okay, let's switch it up and say Muki. You know, just say you're giving him the Muki name. I ask her till today. I'm like, what does Mookie mean? You know, she's just like, no, it's just a unique name, cute.
It's like a little cute pet name.
You know, when I was a baby, I was a cute baby.
I was like, of course you were cute.
I mean, look how gorgeous this woman is. Come on, stop it. Stop it. No way, Mookie. Stop it.
Absolutely stunning, man.
So, yeah, my name is.
But let's talk about how you got into the space of TikTok, because we can literally, we can actually give you your flowers today to say that you are the biggest TikTok star that we have in Namibia.
Wow, guys, you've got the numbers.
Yeah. You know this. I remember when was it a couple of weeks ago, I actually saw one of your videos where don't make me wait. So I see that.
Yeah.
And then I posted it on my WhatsApp just randomly, and I'm like, okay, apart from the fact that she's funny, why is this woman so gorgeous?
Yeah.
People were like, we all wondering every time we see her. So how did the TikTok thing start, and how are you so creative with every video that you release?
Okay, well, first things first, okay, I have to backtrack. One thing that people don't actually know is that I was actually in the entertainment industry back in the year. Okay, as a dancer.
Who were you dancing for?
Honey, I did some stuff for The Dog. I did some stuff for Sunday Boy, occasionally for Gaza, you know. Okay, let me hit you with this hit you with this one, okay?
Okay.
Sunny Boy's music video.
Yeah.
Balance.
Wait.
Not on YouTube, right? It's not on YouTube.
All right.
Trust me, I went to go look for it. I did my research, I did it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's not there. Mm. But the little girl, the small one that's in that music video with the floppy and everything, that's your TikTok queen. That's me.
Wow.
Dude,
that is me.
That is amazing.
But then over the years,
I think
I was in that space.
Yeah.
But then we had to cut it because my granddad was very strict, you know. He was
because
he saw the music video and he was like, no, Maita, because my mom's name is Maita. So he was quite with the, R.I.P. granddad, love you, you know. So he's like, no, Maita, what is the child doing on TV, you know? It's uncalled for, you know.
Yeah.
Get off. So I had to kind of suppress that from, I think, when I was 12 years old up until 2020, when I had a former colleague. Her name was Martha. So we used to play around with videos, not TikTok, because we didn't know TikTok back then. So we used to do our own like skits and just, you know, random stuff at the office, because we are the hype girls at the office, you know.
Okay.
We were always doing our own thing. And then COVID came. It was 2020. Everybody tapped into TikTok, you know, to kind of use it as an antidote.
Like an escape,
you know?
Or anything.
Because everybody was all tensed up and everything. So with that, you know, then she's like, yo, Mookie, look at this, you know, because by then it was Somizi's video. Who was doing something, I think it was the Borrow Fox or the Borrow Cox, you know. Why did you come here, you know?
Nobody's supposed to be here.
Oh, wait.
Hey, shy! Keep doing what you're doing, girl! Okay, so now I look at this video and I'm like, well, okay, how is this guy doing it, okay? So I'm like, okay, it looks fun, it looks easy, okay? Because now, in my head, I actually thought it was just, you basically go on the camera, you know, you pick it, you know, you click it, and then as soon as you start recording, I thought the app maybe does something to your lips.
Yeah.
To sync it with the sound in the background.
Yeah.
So as soon as we press record, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I was never ready, because it dawned on me that you actually have to put in the work.
You have to memorize
every line.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, girl, wait, before we go on, because I just saw somebody doing something great, let's practice a little, you know. Let's, you know. Okay, so we tried, and then I recorded my first video, and then I went home, because the thing is, just I record, because I was not good with social media, by the way. So I just stepped on it, recorded, and I was out. Before I know it, the next morning, it was 400 likes. At the time, I mean, it's Namibia.
Exactly.
You know,
people are stressed.
Hey!
You're also like, not that good with social.
And
you're getting 400 likes.
You know, and my uncles at home is like, yeah, how do you know who? Because who is sharing your video in the group? I'm like, what do you mean? I don't know him, you know? Like, no, but why is he sharing your video? Yeah. I don't know. Because then nothing ever,
it really,
you know,
dawned on you.
Yeah. So then, okay, we started doing our videos just lunchtime. And nobody ever believes me. It's always lunchtime, guys. It's never in between hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because everybody's just like, I know.
Because you're going to the office. You know?
We see the files and the papers in the back.
Because everybody is like, yo, I mean, how? Don't you work? I'm like, no, it's actually during my lunch break. Okay, so I started playing around into it, and then, you know, I started exploring. And then I got a Namibian content. It was the first video that went viral. It was the baby mama drama. You remember it?
Yes.
So now with that I kind of took it upon myself to be like, okay, you know what? Let me play with it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, let me try and tap into this character, you know?
Yeah.
And it's something that, or it's somebody that relates with everybody. You get the baby mamas, obviously. I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
You get the baby daddies who face this, you know, drama every time.
Yeah.
You got the kids who experience this, you know? Like, oh, my mom and dad went there again, you understand? So with that, I was like, okay, it's something that can grab a large audience. So why don't I just play with it and actually add some spice and, you know, be all dramatic, because we all love drama.
Yeah, we love drama. You do a little dress up, whatever.
You know? So we did that. We went outside, went to go shoot, like, alongside my boss's car. And we were like, yeah, you know, going at it. Like, yeah, yo, that lady, you know? Because, I mean, she was cursing, so I can't curse.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys can't burn
me. It's my first time on radio, guys.
It's a by the way, that's on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Hold that thought. We've got we've got a lot that we need to do.
There's still a lot coming up. Yes, absolutely.
Don't go anywhere. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It is 9:30 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. Superstar vibes, man. We've got Muki Aushona in the studio. If you know, you know. Why? Because, well, she is Namibia's superstar when it comes to TikTok, man. And I have a feeling, Shaquan. I have a feeling. From this moment onwards, she's truly going to be a national superstar.
I promise you.
If we don't see you at events, if we don't see you hosting something, if we don't see you in Namibian films, then somewhere there's corruption.
Wow.
No.
Hey?
No way.
I know. These people need to check you.
No, they need to check you.
Yeah.
No way. Check this out, Tamuki.
Okay. Talk to me.
I'm an actor myself as well. And the serious skill in what you do, all right? And I don't think a lot of people understand that. Were you always an actor at heart growing up? Were you always in the plays? Were you always in the Sona School plays? Or maybe you were the you're the girl that the family calls to come and come perform for the uncles?
Let me continue, okay? So actually, growing up, I've always been a limelight little girl. My mom is my biggest cheerleader. Okay, my mater, are you listening? You are my cheerleader, honey. Okay, and always will be. So growing up, I've always been a performer at home. I never tried out any academy or anything. So my mom, every time there's like a function, a family function, she'll be like, ah, Muki can dance, huh? Cool. Muki, come show your uncle some moves, you know? And then you're like, okay.
Yeah.
The only thing that was a flop was the fact that I couldn't sing. So you guys must.
Your voice is it's not voicing.
No, but you can sing. Have you heard yourself in the shower? Celine Dion would be like, I don't know who that girl is in Namibia, but she gotta stay away from my throne.
From my throne.
listen, guys. Yeah. Listen. So this is what happened, okay? So my mom decided to surprise an uncle of mine, like, with a performance. Like, okay, Muki, she's gonna perform for you for your birthday. Okay, so that's the gift that I'm gifting you. So now my uncle at the time was actually involved in this whole entertainment, managing artists and stuff like that, you know. And so he had an idea. He was like, oh, okay. He was amazed by my performance, and he was like, you know what? Mita, this child can dance, you know? How about I bring her in, let her meet the dog, you know, Sunny Boy, maybe they can see what they can do, you understand? So ever since then, I was a dancer now, you know? Chummy, who were balancing the situation back then. Chummy! I mean, I was doing my thing, huh?
Yeah.
And you know, you go to towns, you go to Rundu, Swakop, and at the same time, I was impersonating Beyonce.
I had to call myself
Little Miss Beyonce.
Okay, so look at how that actually played out, because now you are the Beyonce of Namibian TikTok.
Imagine.
I mean, Shaquan. So yeah, okay. So like over there, and we go to the coast. We do Miss Palm Beach at the time.
Oh, Miss Palm Beach.
Yes, I was there. Oh man, I was there.
Oh, good old times, man.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they don't do those shows no more,
dude.
Miss Palm Beach, we need to reach. That was great. We need to reach out to Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
and be like, yo, Maguire, what's up?
Yeah, man. What's up? Do a little something. something. Yeah. So it was epic. I really wished we had like smartphones back then, you know, just to, you know, capture the moments. But okay, maybe if you go to Afro Connections archives, maybe you could.
NBC is all archives.
You know? Yeah. So basically, we did that. And, you know, coming back at school, everybody's like, oh my gosh, I had a very boring weekend. Or I was with my family, my mom, my siblings went to the coast. I'll be like, yo, no, honey, I'm coming from the coast, honey, you know?
Exactly.
At that point, I'm begging different, you know? Like, yo, I was at Ladidas. Were you ever in Ladidas, you know?
You know? Were you even supposed to be in Ladidas?
Exactly. Was that my job, huh?
My job.
I had to get the bread, honey. With that, you know, gradually I became like, you know, eccentric. Yeah. I was everywhere. And then also something that nobody knows. I was actually part of Miss Little Namibia.
I cannot deal with you.
I know you've been around. Look at us not recognizing all this greatness.
Yeah, but then okay, it was a phenomenal experience. Let's say that.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I experienced my first heartbreak. Because I mean, I don't remember how old I was, but I was so small, hey, and it was like large kids, and I was the only color girl.
Yeah,
understand. Mm-hmm. So I ended up walking away with Miss Personality.
Obvious.
But then I couldn't understand. Why am I Miss Personality? I mean, my mom always coached me like, you are the best, Muki. You are the best at whatever
number
you
one.
Do. You are number one.
Exactly.
You are going to sit your prices, Miss Little Namibia.
Yeah.
I didn't get this. Now I couldn't comprehend that. You understand?
How did Mimi take it?
Mimi was just like, no, come. I cried that. Yeah, I cried, Johnny. I cried. They gave me a bouquet of flowers, and I went home, and my grandmother's like, come, Nona, let's sleep together.
Yeah.
It's okay, Nona. In the morning, I was so upset. My grandmother like dressed me up in the same costume.
Yeah.
And then
she
made me walk around the whole hood like, you
some
know.
Some people must see.
Because I'm like, no. Guy, you don't understand.
My prize.
I was supposed to be Miss Little Namibia.
Do you know what it is? I have a theory. As she was walking down the street or in the street of Bamboo location, her prize was Miss Skin Divers and Ludwig Surf.
Yeah, Mr. Oh my God.
You understand. And yo, guys, if I have to tell you something, I take great pride in my hood, you know?
Yeah.
Because coming from, you know, where we come from,
true,
it wasn't easy. I will tell you that for one. You understand? We faced so many challenges and adversity, but then that one thing never stopped us from living. You understand? Mm. So in that sense, it's like, let me use this as an example. You understand? We didn't grow up eating dessert, you know, like a balva pudding, you know, like, Nona, take your dessert and go sleep, you know. But that didn't stop us from tasting the sweetness of life, you understand? Because we had to make a plan B. Surely I'm going to buy the damalakis from Emma or a fudge, you understand, to taste that sweetness of life. So with that, it actually pushed me to be who I am and mold me into the woman that I am today.
And you know what? That actually what I want to ask with, just to follow up with that, it's just, with everything that you have faced and where you come from, seeing where you are right now, man, how thankful and grateful are you? And what was that life changing moment for you?
You
have kids, right?
No.
You don't have kids.
Unfortunately,
don't have them. They're very expensive.
Also,
back to the question. Yes. What would you say is that life changing moment from the girl that you were? Nona, to still Nona, yes, and very gorgeous, but the woman that you are today.
I mean, basically just standing on my own, you know, standing in my own light, you know, grabbing everything that I could along the way. That's by me, like, finishing off my school. But at the same time, you know, I feel that wasn't me or isn't me, you understand? Because with this whole TikTok experience, I find myself rediscovering myself.
Come on.
So I feel like there's so much to do and so much to look out for. You understand?
Getting started.
Yeah. Hey, getting started, dude.
I mean, man.
I tell you this right now, Muki. If it's one thing you should know about Shaquan and NSK, it's above average breeds here.
Yeah.
And when I mean above average, I mean really above average.
You should be scared.
Yes, you should be. As a matter of fact, let me do this. Let me do this. Yeah, let me do this.
So serious.
Yeah, no,
nobody breathe.
Yeah, nobody breathe.
Okay.
So one thing you should know, right? Everyone has a support system, isn't it, Shekwan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone has someone that defines them. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a fiber that comes together and creates who we are. Mm-hmm. I need you to listen to something real quick, and maybe you can tell us who is this person and why this person is exceptionally important to you.
Okay. Hi, Muki. It's your aunt here, your number one support and top fan. I trust that you are having a great time over there. I'm sure you are. I just want to tell you how much I love and appreciate you in my life.
Okay, don't cry.
It is such an honor to have an incredible person as yourself in my life. A mere character, yet strong personality. It's There is never a dull moment with you, my girl. Mm. You are an amazing character, and I love you just like that. You have so much to offer, both career-wise and entertainment.
Come on.
The entertainment industry has seen nothing yet. What's exciting about you is that entertaining is an inborn talent that comes naturally. I cannot wait to see what the future holds for you as you unlock your full potentials and hidden talents. I wish you all the best, my girl. I love you, my girl. Mwah.
Yo, that took me by surprise, guys. Eyeballing in here. And I'm like, yo, that is my aunt, Edwina Hashikatuba, a.k.a. Rati.
Tell us about your relationship. Because, you know, when we reached out to her, she was like, you guys are doing what? For my child?
Yes. Yo, that woman, guys.
Yeah.
That woman is somebody that is so close to my heart. She's my second mommy, by the way. Mm-hmm. She's my mom's younger sister. But growing up in our household, I always looked at them as my moms.
Yeah, all of them, yeah.
You understand? Mm-hmm. She's my best friend. She's my inspirational woman, you know. She's actually an HR manager.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's a strong woman, you know.
Yeah.
She did her thing, you know, and I was so proud of her, like to see her in the light, and I'm like, okay, I wanna be able to be like her,
exactly.
But in my own light, you understand? I wanna do me, you understand?
Mm.
And she kind of inspired me a lot because younger she was also in pageants. She also did her thing, you know. She's always been, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, man. I love you so much, mommy. Hi, Pumwene.
That's her daughter. That's my little sister.
Okay.
You gotta throw it in there.
Yeah, man, yo.
So maybe just to let you know right now, Muki is on live on Instagram as well. Do check her out. So there's actually one of her listeners who said we should ask you, first of all, which side, he's in the north, by the way.
Okay.
And he said, which side of Bantu did you grow up? We have established that.
Okay.
And can you speak French, apparently?
No. I'm not good with languages, though, but I gotta tap into it, though.
Yeah, so Angelo Majid.
Okay.
Yeah, he also said hi.
Oh, he's...
You know Angelo.
Yes! Okay! I see you, Angelo!
Yeah, no, he's tuned in as well, so he's just... There's a lot of people sending you love, but I had to...
Yeah.
It's 9:42. We've got one more surprise for you.
Oh, no.
Like I said, Muki, this is above average stuff here. Award-winning stuff right here. This is Fresh FM. It's the Spotlight. Muki, I've shown us in the building.
Love it. The music. Home of the hits. Fresh FM.
Harley with, they don't love it. I can tell you right now, they love Muki Alshona, man. Muki, have you ever thought of a stage name, by the way?
No.
Just Muki Mosne.
Just Muki Mosne.
Okay, sure. Okay,
just
so,
Muki,
here's the thing. We've got actually two surprises for you. We've got two surprises for you, Muki.
Okay.
Remember earlier on, we must had Antiti for you, Mos.
Yeah.
Nah? Mm-hmm. Okay. I want you to listen to this real quick. Just real quick.
Starting from the bottom, now we here. Starting from the bottom, now we
here. Hi, everybody in the studio and the Fresh FM listeners. Yeah. I hope everybody's keeping warm. Mukilicious, my bubbly girl. Your confidence and your persistence is finally paying off. You are good as they come.
Is that Meme?
That's my mom. Your dreams. You are fearless and you have so much talent. It was so easy and fun raising you. I believe you will go places, especially acting skill. My God bless you.
Thank you, Fresh FM, for recognizing my baby.
Oh, yes.
Have a blessed day, guys.
Thank you, Meme.
What? Guys? I mean, what time did these people get to do this thing? What time? When did you get these people? I slept with these people in the same house. Nobody said anything. When did you guys get these people?
It does not end there, Buki.
Wait.
What's your favorite Gaza song? What's your favorite Gaza song? So for the guys that are listening right now, Mookie's final surprise is Gaza walking into the studio, and Gaza has surprised Mookie with a visit, and Mookie is losing her mind right now.
Guys, it's not even my birthday!
And this is, whenever we say above average radio, this is what we mean.
This is what we mean. This is what we mean.
Hey, I mean, I love the old school song.
Yeah. Guys, just quickly grab the mic real quick, my guy. Just so that the listener can hear you in studio.
You want to grab a seat,
No.
It's your moment, Mookie.
He has to go to a meeting, guys. I'm just giving you a heads up. Okay. So,
guys, just quickly give a shout out to Mookie, my guy.
Yeah.
No, I just want to say you're doing a great job, eh? And, I think Namibia loves you, eh?
Of course, man.
First time I saw you on TikTok, I was like, yeah, this girl is good. Like, you know, especially when you did that...
What the fish that? One.
The Gaza one, the Tumkurenkuru. The. What is that?
With the fan coming. Asking guys, Gaza.
When I was in Chobe, huh? I could join you.
Yeah.
But now.
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, that one was
hilarious. That one was, I was like, spot on.
Guys, we're talking about Gaza, the GMP king, guys. He is here recognizing me. I mean, what?
You are really talented, bro.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, keep on doing you.
Yes.
And we never know what the future might hold, might bring for you.
Yeah.
Keep your doors open.
Okay.
And
when GMP knocks.
God bless
you too, Gaza.
Okay, the God himself.
Gaza, thank you so much, my guy. I appreciate it, my man.
Yo, guys.
How do you feel, Mookie?
You're overwhelmed, yo. Overwhelmed.
So today is the 26th, 23rd of June. When is your birthday?
The 29th of July.
No, it's actually today.
It's today.
It's today. Mm. Meme, you gave birth to me today.
Yeah. Meme must just accept.
Yeah, she must just accept. Wow, man, this is grand.
Mookie.
Okay.
We made this effort.
Yeah.
To demonstrate to you.
Yeah.
That we love you.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Shaekwan and I and Fresh FM, we are the biggest patriots. So anything Namibian.
Yes.
Anything Namibian that is even worth an international standard.
Come on.
We will always make an effort.
Mm. Thank you.
We got hold of your family.
Thank you.
The king himself came and made that effort to come say hi to you.
And you know what? He's on his way to a very, very important meeting.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what?
Just make that effort.
And he came because we asked him to.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys. Oh, my word. But yeah, no, definitely the future looks very bright.
I know.
That I can assure you.
Yes.
I feel like putting on my shades now, but it's okay. We're in the building. Okay.
You still didn't tell us your favorite Gaza song.
Extra
outro.
Okay.
But you like the older stuff.
Yeah, the Coco.
Okay.
Shidolo, Dolo.
Commission.
Honey.
We'll find something for you.
Esmelieve. You understand? Yes.
What are your final thoughts, Mookie?
Yo. Basically, yo, Mookie is thinking big right now, is dreaming big right now. And yo, the world is my oyster. I mean, who am I not to grab it with all my hands, guys? Come on. Am I? Look at this. I mean, this platform is huge.
You will actually let your Vambu location people down if you don't.
Exactly.
Rise from this point onwards. But absolutely. Wish you all the best. Honestly, thank you so much for your time. We know that you're busy. You have to go back to work.
Yeah,
you have to go back to work.
Dude. Yeah. So
Liam coming.
She's my boss.
She's my boss. I'm like, Liam, come on. Because
So that's the TikTok sensation now, a Namibian, Southern African sensation, Mookie Haoshona on Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Yes.
Signing out with Gaza's Peaky Peaky.
Let me hold you.
Yeah.
Can you quickly send a shout out?
Yes, quickly. Go for it.
To a powerful auntie of mine in Ontangwa. Auntie Emilia Kamati, I see you, girl. I see you. Okay. Yes.